Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. Australia's increased use of illegal drugs is raising profits for international crime groups, according to tests of Australian waterways. A study found a record amount of traces of methamphetamine, cocaine, and heroin, with large amounts of MDMA also in the water between mid-2023 to mid-2024. In total, more than 22 tons of these drugs were consumed, valued around $11.5 billion. President Donald Trump says hosting Russian leader Vladimir Putin in Alaska is not a win for Russia. Mr. Trump will meet President Putin today, but says future meetings with Russia's president and Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky will be more important.
We have a meeting with President Putin tomorrow. I think it's going to be a good meeting, but the more important meeting will be the second meeting that we're having. We're going to have a meeting with President Putin, President Zelensky, myself, and maybe we'll bring some of the European leaders along, maybe not. I don't know that it's going to be very important. We're going to see what happens.
Israeli politician Bezalel Smotrich says work will begin soon on a new settlement in the West Bank. The new construction would cut the territory off from East Jerusalem. Mr. Smotrich's office says it will end the idea of a Palestinian state. Mr. Smotrich says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and US President Donald Trump have agreed to restart the project, but neither leader has said that is true.
On this important day, I call from here on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The time has come to fully apply Israeli sovereignty over Judea and Samaria, to forever remove from the table the idea of dividing the land, and to make sure that by September, Europe's hypocrite leaders will simply have nothing to recognize.
Australian charity Farm Angels is trying to raise $500,000 this month to support farmers' financial well-being and mental health. Farm Angels is asking Australians to wear a flannelette shirt and raise money that will help farmers impacted by natural disasters, including droughts, bushfires, and recent floods. The charity uses funds to send gift cards, food hampers, and prepaid debit cards for agricultural families. The charity's founder, Tash Johnston, says support is not just financial.
So we're here to support our farmers through our farmer journey. We just don't do the once-off assistance. We stay with them through the recovery period.
And that's the latest SBS News in easy English.